Jesus walks on the water. Jesus sent the crowds away and asked his disciples to get into a boat and to go ahead of him to the other side of the Lake of Galilee towards Capernaum. Then Jesus went up into a mountain to pray on his own. And as the evening came on, he was there alone. So there are times when pressure is such a difficult situation in life, you just have to go and pray on your own. And that's what Jesus did at times, and that's what he did now. So there he was, praying that evening on his own in the mountain. And the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, they were terrified and they shouted out, "It's a ghost!" Now there aren't ghosts, but you see, they went back to their old beliefs. Because when we're dead, and the ghosts don't exist. We don't go on living in any form after we're dead. Death is unconsciousness. So they all thought that Jesus was a ghost. They went back to their old beliefs and they cried out for fear. But Jesus spoke to them saying, "Be of good comfort. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter replied to Jesus and said, "Lord, if it is you, ask me to come to you on the water." Peter knew that only Jesus would ask him to do something that difficult. Remember that there was a huge storm. So Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, let me come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. And Peter climbed down out of the boat and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind so strong, he was frightened and began to sink. Now, you can't see the wind, but you can only see it strongly blowing when you look at something that it's blowing. So I think that when he got out of the boat, he was looking totally at Jesus, just looking at the face of Jesus. Everything was good, but then he took his eyes off Jesus, and maybe he looked back to the boat and saw the sail blowing, or he saw the clothes of Jesus blowing in the wind, and then he started to lose his faith. He began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me!" And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of small faith, why did you doubt?" And when they'd both come into the boat, the wind stopped. And those who were in the boat worshipped Jesus, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Well, we might think that Peter didn't have very strong faith, but he was the one who had the faith to get out of the boat and walk to Jesus. The others didn't even think to do that. And often it is that if you try really hard for God and then something doesn't work out, other people might laugh at you, but don't take any notice. They didn't do anything. They just stood on the edge and criticised. They didn't do it. And we mustn't be like that. When somebody does try to do something for God and they fail, we should be supportive of them and not look at them like some people look at Peter.
You'd be like, "Look, I did this. Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you try?"
Yeah, well, we shouldn't say that, of course, no. But I'm saying that we shouldn't be like the people in the boat. No. So when they crossed over the Sea of Galilee, they came to the area of Gennesaret. And when the people of that place knew that Jesus was there, they carried out to him all that were sick, and they begged that they might only touch the hem of his garment.
And that's like the bottom.
That's right. That's the bottom bit of his, like, long flowing garment or robe that they used to wear in those days. Now, they were Jews, and they were living under the law of Moses, and the hem of the garment had to be made of blue. And maybe that was to make them think about the blue sky, to think about heaven, to think about God. And it was that righteousness of Jesus.
When it's down the bottom.
Yeah, that's
right. Maybe that should be from the Red Sea or something.
Maybe. But they grabbed hold of this righteousness of Jesus and they were cured. As many as touched the hem of his garment were made perfectly well. And that's what we've got to be like. We've got to realise that we're desperate and to grab out for Jesus and hold on to him by the hem. And then the scribes and Pharisees from Jerusalem came up to Jesus and complained to him. They said, why do your disciples not obey the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands when they eat bread. So there's the law of God and there's human tradition. Tradition is what you do just because people did it in the past. If you say to somebody, why are you doing that? They just say, because my parents did it and my grandparents did it. And so,
like some people say Jesus is God.
That's right. Some people say Jesus is God because they don't think about it, because that's what other people said. So now they complain about the disciples of Jesus that they don't wash their hands when they eat bread. And Jesus replied, you hypocrites, Isaiah prophesied about you absolutely rightly when he said, this people respects me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, because they teach for teachings the commandments of men. You lay aside the commandments of God in order to keep the tradition of men. He called the crowd to him and said to them, listen, understand, not that which goes into the mouth defiles a person, makes him unclean, but what comes out of the mouth. And he explained further on, whatever goes in at the mouth just goes into your tummy, but the things that come out of your mouth, that is your words, come out from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, hatred, stealing, lying. These are the things which defile a man.
It's nicer if there was, if you could, all of us would say nice things like, how is your day? How are you going?
Yeah, but we tend not to.
No.
And where do we get that desire from to do wrong? Well, the desire comes out of our hearts. So it's not true that there are like a devil or demons out there that want to get inside you and make you sin. Where we go wrong is in the thought of our heart. So when you do something wrong, let's say you slap somebody or another child, or you push another child, or just do something nasty or say something nasty, do you realise that that all started as a thought inside your mind or your heart? Because in the Bible, the heart is like the mind. You thought of doing it, and then you did it. And so that's why to be a Christian is to be spiritually minded. It is to have the mind of Christ, to try to think like Jesus. And that's why we keep reading the Bible, so that we're exposed to the thoughts of God, to the thoughts of Jesus, so that this is how we think, and so that is how we're going to act. And so these Pharisees were all worried about, oh, you didn't wash your hands before you ate food. And that's neither here nor there. The real dirty, the dirt you really need to be careful of, is not the dirt on your hands.
Or your feet.
But the dirt in your heart, in your mind. And that's why
it can be spiritually dirty.
That's right, spiritually dirty. And that's why we've got to keep... That's why we listen to the Bible being read. We have God's word in our thinking so that it will change us, so that we will not be led by the flesh, but by the Spirit.